stage along the way. Get out of that stage as quick as you can. Recognize what you already know beyond any shadow of a doubt. Recognize what your heart is saying to you, what that call from the beyond is saying to you. Don't trivialize it. Don't pretend it's something other than what it is. Don't let yourself be needlessly distracted. And be willing to actually be a finder. And this is the key. The willingness to give up being a searcher and admit to being a finder. To admit to yourself, or maybe even to someone else, but certainly to yourself, that something has already happened, something has already touched you. And to go more deeply, more fully into that which has already happened. Not something that has to be found down the road, something that is already there, that's already in you, that has already called to you. That lo and behold, you've already found. Whether you found it inside yourself, whether you found it through a book, whether you found it through going somewhere, whether you've always had it, were born with it, however it came, something is already there. Plunge into that. Not in the spirit or the idea of I'm searching it. But in recognition of what's already been found. Whether it's a more open heart, whether it's the radiance of life, whether it's some sense of eternity or infinity, whether it's a feeling of connection with everything and everyone, whatever it is, there's nobody in this room who hasn't already found one of those or something like that. But you cannot put your attention on that, you can run around searching. What I'm suggesting is there comes a point where it's more fruitful, gets better results to switch to the finding mode and see what's already there. The amazing shock is that it's always right under our nose. It's only a shock once you see that for yourself. Until then, it's just an idea. But when you see it, I guarantee you, or if you've already seen it, you certainly have been shocked. Wacky, crazy, odd thing is that nothing can come to you that isn't already under your nose. So you have to become the finder of it. Because searching means looking elsewhere. So you have to learn the knack of looking under your nose, looking to what's already there. And this takes great intelligence, great insight, to be able to turn the attention in the other direction and look at that which you take for granted, is what it amounts to. And really see the golden nugget in the piece of lead. It takes a lot of willingness. It takes a lot of attitude adjustment. Because it's saying you're already sitting on the diamond. And in the beginning, if that's a new idea, nobody wants to believe that. Nobody finds it easy to accept that. Because it's just too weird.